Welcome, Debbie. Welcome. We've got Create with us. Hi there, William.
He's muted.
You're muted, so we can't hear you, but we can see you. Well, that's the Nikaporic clan. Hi there.
Hi, Jim.
And Jim, I know you know how to unmute.
Yes.
Good morning.
Oh, whoa.
And here comes Barbara.
There's Luann and Terry.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hi, Audrey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Tina.
Is everybody home?
Yes.
Well, Mary was going to be in the clubhouse because she had better, but I don't know if that's true. Mary, are you in the clubhouse? Yeah.
Barb, are you home?
You Florida people, you're a little behind.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning.
So, Barbara, if I can see that you're not muted, if you look to the top or the bottom of your screen, you can mute and unmute yourself, but you can also hit start video and we can see you. As all of you noticed, you were in a waiting room until I admitted you. And so as people hit the wrong button and leave the meeting, you can come back, but I might be a little distracted. I feel like I'm doing 30 things because I have to click to admit you. So if I don't notice you, forgive me for a minute. Here comes Gladys. And this is how many fit on one screen. If you're on a computer, you can see us all. And when we get one more person, you can scroll back and forth between the multiple screens.
Oh, yes.
Hi, April. Good to see you.
Hi, Luann.
That's Luann.
On
the bottom.
April's muted.
Oh, yeah.
I can see you.
Hi, Ellie.
Yay, we can see
Hello.
You, April. Yay. And Gladys was trying to join. Is Gladys here? Maybe she's on the second page.
Okay, I'm here.
You're here. Yay.
Yay.
Okay.
Hi, Gladys.
Hi.
Hi, Gladys.
Hello, everyone. Except for I can't see with glasses.
Well, neither can I. So I'm going to be taking them off because I can't see with them.
If you make your screen maximum size, you'll see more people on one screen.
Make my screen maximum.
Yeah, on a Mac, you can hit the green dot on a Mac and it'll make it full screen.
I don't see a green dot.
Do you have a Mac?
It's an iPad.
Yeah. Oh, I don't. Well,
this is,
yeah, that may not be on an iPad.
Okay.
Oh, cancel that. Okay.
On the upper right hand corner of this screen, there's a, it says full screen.
That's
the full screen. It's like little.
Yeah, but not on the iPad.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
okay.
Can just sometimes just tapping it, it'll make it bigger.
Okay.
A single
I've got
tap.
Nine yeah. people.
Yeah. No, yeah, there'll be other, you'll have to swipe to another screen probably to see everybody. But.
Yes.
Good morning, Jim and Linda Grillo. Hi, Jim and Linda. To unmute, you hit the, at the top or the bottom of your screen, there'll be a microphone where you can mute and unmute if you wish.
Okay.
We're going to be starting in 1 minute, so I invite everybody to mute. You're invited to unmute for when we say prayers or responses, if you wish to. But to stay muted for the singing, please do sing along, but not necessarily on with a live microphone, because what it does is it picks up the loudest sound in the room. So welcome to morning prayer. I invite you to join in singing our opening hymn, O 4,000 Tongues to Sing. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you
in thought, word, and deed,
by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth
shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
The psalm for this morning is Psalm 23. We'll read it responsively. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. And leads me beside still waters.
He revives my soul.
He guides me
along right pathways
for his name's sake.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil.
For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me.
You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over.
Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Glory to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen.
I invite you all to mute as we hear the first reading.
Reading from the book of Samuel. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve over Saul? I have rejected him from being king over Israel. Fill your horn with oil and set out. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, where I have provided for myself a king among his sons." Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears of it, he will kill me." And the Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. And you shall anoint for me the one whom I name to you." Samuel did what the Lord commanded and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the city came to meet him trembling and said, "Do you come peaceably?" He said, "Peaceably. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they came, he looked on Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is now before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. He said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Then Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Jesse made 7 of his sons pass before Samuel, and Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any of these." Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" And he said, "There remains yet the youngest, but he is keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here." He sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes, and he was handsome. The Lord said, "Rise and anoint him, for this is the one." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David. From that day forward, Samuel then set out and went to Ramah. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
I invite us to say together Canticle 21, "You are God." It is in the long bulletin and it is also in your morning prayer booklet. Canticle 21. "You are God,
we praise you.
You are the Lord.
We acclaim you.
You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing an endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded. Your true and only Son, worthy of all worship. and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ,
are the King of the King glory, of glory,
the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not shun the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood. And bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. I invite you to mute as Stella reads the second reading.
The second reading is from Ephesians. Once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to mute, but to sing together with us the sequence hymn, Breathe on Me, Breath of God. Please stay muted for the reading of the Gospel.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 9th chapter. As Jesus walked along, he saw a blind man from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but he was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. He must work the works of him who sent me while he does day. Night is coming when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud in the man's eyes, saying to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. And he went and washed and came able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, is this not the man who used to sit and beg? Some were saying it is he, others were saying no, but it's someone like him. He kept saying, I am the man, but they kept asking him. Then how were your eyes opened? He answered, the man called Jesus made mud spread on my eyes and said to me, go to Siloam and wash. And when I went and washed and received my sight. They said to him, where is he? He said, I do not know. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. It was the Sabbath day, and then when Jesus made the mud, it opened the eyes of the Pharisees. Also, we had to ask him how he had received his sight, and he asked them. He said to them, he put mud on my eyes, and I washed, and now I see. So the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath. But others said, how can a man be a sinner who is a sinner perform such signs? And they were divided. So they said again, the blind man, what do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened. He said, he is a prophet. Jews did not believe that he had been born blind and received a sight. They called the parents of the man who received his sight and asked him, is this your son? Will you say he was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered, we know that this is their son, then he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that he now sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age, he will speak for himself. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, so the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, he is of age, ask him. So for a second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they asked him, and they said to him, give glory to God, we know that this man is a sinner. He answered, I do not know whether he is a sinner or one thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see. They said to him, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? And he answered them, I have told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples? Then they reviled him, saying, you are his disciple, but we are his disciples. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as far as this man, we don't know where he comes from. The man answered, here is an astonishing thing. You don't know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does not listen to one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered him, you are born entirely in sin, and you're trying to teach us. They drove him out, and Jesus heard that they had driven him out. And when he found him, he said, do you believe in the Son of Man? He answered, who is he? Who is he, sir? Tell me, so that I may believe in him. Jesus said to him, you have seen him, and the one that's speaking with you is he. He said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. Jesus said, I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind. So the Pharisees heard him and said to him, surely we are not blind, are we? He said to them, If you were blind, you would not have sin. But now you say we see, your sin remains. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. I invite you to say with me Canticle 16, which is found in your morning prayer booklet. Canticle 16. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies. Free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way. To give people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins and the tender compassion of our God. The dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I invite you to mute. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So this is the season of Lent, and over the last couple of weeks, I've asked you, how are you doing with your prayer, fasting, almsgiving, with your self-examination and with your, sorry, this is distracting seeing me talking to me. So Lent invites us to pay attention, to change our perspective, to figure out what's working and what's not working in our lives. Lent is this opportunity to see what obstacles are in our path and what opportunity we have to remove those obstacles. It also shows us where we are bound and where we are stuck. And again, gives us an opportunity to look at that. But the season of Lent is also an invitation to interrupt our lives, and it can be disruptive. Those of us who have chosen to give up something, it changes our whole lives. Those of us who have chosen to take something on, we have to figure out how to fit it in. But what we also know is right now in our lives, everything is disruptive. Everything has changed. I remember when I was a kid, I don't remember what magazine it was, but it would come with pictures at the back that it was so blown up that you only saw a portion of it and it didn't quite make sense. And we're going to see if I can work some extra technology here. Hang with me. So you will see a big something on your screen. Right now you're seeing my whole screen. And I need it to go away. There we go. So what is this you're looking at? They're blueberries, but they're huge. This is a little easier. It's a combination lock, right? The tip of a pencil. Any guesses? Now, does it make sense? And this is from a really different perspective. It's the space shuttle. And this last one is one that we should all be really familiar with right now, soap bubbles. Right now, all of our lives may seem a little bit out of focus, or a little bit where they don't make sense, or a little bit where we can't see clearly. I don't think any of us has a clear idea of what's happening in our country or our world right now. But I'm not sure that anybody ever did have a clear idea of what was happening. And I'm not sure that we ever will. But we have that idea that we should be able to see clearly and to understand fully. And that's where we come to today's story of the blind man. So Jesus comes into town, and immediately the disciples say, "Who is the person who sinned here? Was it the blind man or was it his parents?" And Jesus says, "You've missed the point. That's not why we're here." And Jesus takes some dirt, spits in it, mixes it up, puts mud on the man's eyes and says, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam." And the man does, and he sees, and his life is transformed forever. But we have four sets of eyes right here. We have the blind man who can now see. We have the disciples who are saying, "So who sinned? The parents or the man himself?" We have Jesus's perspective. "I'm here to heal you so that you can see clearly." And then we have everybody else's perspective about what happened, who did it, is it real or not? So the minute the blind man can see, his family and friends don't recognize him. And we say, well, how can that be? What is this about that his family and friends don't recognize him? But I remember when my daughter was about 9 or 10 months old, and my hair was really long at that time, and I got my hair cut short because her little fingers would get tangled in it, and it was just too much trouble to take care of. I got back from the hairdresser, and the minute I walked in, she started crying because she didn't recognize me. I'm guessing some of you have had that experience. You got a new pair of glasses, or you change something, and the infant doesn't recognize you. Some of us have been to class reunions, whether it was the 10-year class or 25 or 50-year class reunion, and you don't recognize people. But it's not only because our appearance has changed with time, it's because we have changed with time. The high school quarterback is now the used car salesman, and the geek in the class is now the dress model. We all change. But we get to that point where we have changed and people say, I don't even recognize who you are. But not only that was happening, the system came, the authorities came, and they said, okay, parents, what happened here? And the parents are like, oh, don't ask us. He's a full-grown adult. We had nothing to do with it. And they go to the man and they say, what happened? And he said, I don't know. I was blind and now I see. I have no idea. And so they seek out Jesus. And when they find Jesus, he explains to them that he was just healing them. But they didn't like it. They didn't like how it happened. They didn't like when it happened. They thought he didn't have the authority to do that. And so they challenged him. And what we know about systems is that systems don't change quickly. They don't adapt easily. I can remember a movie where they say it's going to take a while to turn this ship around. Nothing happens instantly. But we're the same way. We don't change easily. We don't change quickly. We don't turn around easily. And then we have the man whose total life has changed. He went from being blind from birth to now he can see. Having no idea what the ramifications were. He was rejected and an outsider from birth because he was blind. And now he's being rejected by his parents, by his friends, by the authorities because he can see. It's confusing for him because he doesn't know what's going to happen next and what the consequences of this healing are. But I think there's two ways we can go. I think we're all blind in some way. I think we're all either physically blind or spiritually blind or blinded by our fears or our ignorance or our prejudice or by our innocence or by our naivete. I think we all have blind spots. But I think the other choice is to refuse to see. Stick your head in the sand, that cover your eyes and go, la, 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 I can't see you, I can't hear you. And I think that's where Jesus comes in. I think we know that when Jesus comes into our life, we have to change. And that's not an easy thing to do. Jesus comes to make us whole, to heal us, and transform us. And we say, well, hang on a second. I'm okay with giving up chocolate for 40 days and then gorging on the Easter basket. I'm not sure I want to give it up for life. I'm not sure I want to change my lifestyle or my preferences or my values or my goals based on what Jesus thinks is best. And I think that's where we're the resistant one to being healed and to being able to see. We're okay with being transformed a little, but in the way that we want to be transformed at the time we want to be and how we want to be. We don't want to be one of those people that is too transformed. We know that life in the gospel is always about change. We know that life in this world is always about change, and this world is changing at a pace that is hard to keep up with. But we also know that it's a matter of perspective. We can look at the world with gratitude. We can see gifts right now in every part of our lives. We can look at the world as a glass half full or a glass half empty. we can look at the possibility of what it means to participate. But we know that life is going to change. But there is one thing that never changes, and that's Jesus, of course. And what we know is that Jesus wants us, heart, mind, body, soul, spirit, every piece of us. But Jesus also wants us to have life, and to have life abundant, a richness of life, a fullness of life. And he promises that. He promises to us that we are blessed and that we can be a blessing to others. Jesus tells us that we are precious in his sight, and he means us. And Jesus tells us that we have nothing, absolutely nothing to fear. And when we can live into that and lean into that and believe that, our lives are transformed. Jesus offers sight to the blind. Are you ready to change your perspective and be transformed? I invite you to a minute of silence. I invite you to unmute as you are willing and able. If you haven't noticed, you hear a bit of an echo. It sounds like nobody's on the same page you are. They are. You're just hearing an echo. So I invite you to just keep talking. We're all on the same page. And what Thomas said is, if you have earbuds, that cuts down on the echo. So let's say together the Apostles' Creed, which is found in your morning prayer booklet. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate and was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
It's all yours, Nick.
Okay. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The anthem is Open the Eyes of My Heart. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
Wait, Nick?
Yes. You skipping that? Lynn, you're muted.
We need the...
Sorry.
You want me to go directly prayers of the people?
So the Lord be with you.
Yeah.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now we're on the same page.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to read the suffrages. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant
us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For all in you, and we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon the earth.
Let your saving health among all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessings through our worship of you that the week to come may be spent in your favor, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh and hasten the coming of your kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
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 Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
I read the prayers of the people. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work,
for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone,
for this community, the nation, and the world,
for all who work for justice, freedom, and peace,
for the just and proper use of your creation,
for the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression,
for all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble,
for those who minister to the sick,
the friendless, and the needy,
for the peace and unity of the Church of God,
for all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, Prince, our bishop, for Lynn and Gary, our priests, and for all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God and his church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. We especially pray for Mariette and Jim, baby Eliza, Michael S., Tony, Stephen, Alicia, Jennifer, and family. We also pray for Doug, Tammy S., Jerry, Phil, Wendell, James, Mike S., and John, Amy, Lindsay, Holly, Sean, Kurt, Jean F., Muriel, Charlie, Raymond, Janie, Renee, Heather, Eva, the food pantry, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and for our EMS and medical personnel.
For Jerry, Carl, and Beverly.
For Jenny and her family.
For all who are lonely and alone, and for all who have the coronavirus. And for my daughter-in-law, Grace, who's an ER doctor in Hawaii.
Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
For this opportunity to worship together.
We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Who put their trust in you. And we say together the general thanksgiving. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life. But above all, for your immeasurable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ. For the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies. That with truly thankful hearts, we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to mute as we sing together our final hymn, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.
Could you please give us the page number?
In the hymnal, it is number 376.
Thank you.
And on the bulletin, the lyrics are on the back of the bulletin.
I can't find my bulletin.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you can all unmute. The whole lot of you. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just a couple of quick announcements. First of all, if you need a morning prayer booklet or need more morning prayer booklets, let me know. If you need a Book of Common Prayer or a hymnal, let me know and we'll make sure we can get it to you. I'm going to leave this on for the next half hour, so I invite you to go get a beverage and a cookie and enjoy coffee hour.
Lynn, I just want to say on behalf of everybody, you're doing a great job keeping us together.
Thank you.
Thank you.